And we're just about ready to go with some great, great music. The performance is from the Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and it's been our privilege the Saturday before every opening to feature a preview. And you guys have a number of numbers that you're going to do, about 12 bars or so. And I'm going to just turn it right over to you, ladies and gentlemen, joined by the Kappa Orchestra in collaboration with them. Here's Pittsburgh Musical Theater.
That I had everything, but that was only half true. I had an aim in life, and that was everything, but now I even have you. I have something that I would die for, someone that I can live for too.
You seem to really like singing. It's like really, really obvious. when did you know that that's what you wanted to do? I feel like I know you better now that I've watched you perform.
Well, I've always known that I loved to sing from when I was really little. But I didn't start doing musical theater until I was about 11. Before I tried other things. Like, I was a competitive gymnast till I was 7, and it wasn't really until I had some friends who did this program, and they told me about it, and I was like, well, I've always liked to sing, so I decided to try it, and I ended up loving it, so that's where it all started.
That's great. What got you interested in doing this?
My mom said that I've been singing since I could speak. I've been doing this forever, and I can't imagine myself doing anything else.
How interesting. And is musical theater is also what you think you'll be specializing in?
I'm not sure if I'm into a musical theater program or an acting program, but either way, I will pursue that in the future.
What got you interested in what you do?
Well, I started doing the musicals in David E. Williams Middle School in like sixth grade. So I started doing things like that, and I never intended to go to a school like Pittsburgh Musical Theater. I really never intended to take dance or never intended to take voice lessons, which in the field that we're in is kind of unbelievable if you never take classes, you know. But then my sophomore year in high school, a friend of mine quit our musical to do Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and my mom decided to, you know, get me an audition for it. And, you know, junior year, that's when I started doing Pittsburgh Musical Theater. So it kind of helped me, you know, progress and decide that this is what I wanted to do.